there is a risk of people getting overgrowth of certain bacteria in their colon, which can be quite deadly. And that's usually associated with the heavy use of antibiotics. It would be logical that you could bank your poop in a frozen place, and then you would have your medical procedure or your accident or something which caused you to have a lot of antibiotics, and you'd be able to draw upon your older poop so that you could reconstitute your bacterial environment and thus thwart the overgrowth of the strange bacteria. There isn't a formal method, except for there's some FDA-approved labs, but they're very tedious to use because they attempt to test the poop for every possible pathogen because they're expecting to use it on strangers. So it's a donor system. Whereas if it's your own poop, well, you already had your poop before, and if you weren't sick, it probably is better than the poop that you have when you're sick, so you'd want to swap it out. So I think it would be quite safe to bank your own poop, and I don't even think there's a regulatory risk associated with it because it's your poop, and if you want to save it and you want to freeze it somewhere, that's up to you, I think. Now, whether or not unsupervised or selling the service of shoving it back into you, maybe someone will be liable for that. But then again, that's up to you. So I think there is a real opportunity for local poop storage, frozen environments, so that people can store their own poop as a precautionary move. So yet it's yet another relatively simple, doable technology that could be really beneficial, that people could pursue pretty much free from regulatory restrictions or huge economic costs and development.